my precision to cut off my ear. What the hell happened here? Option 9, cheer for cheer. What the hell happened here? The shirt's not good, the shirt's spoon. What the hell happened here? I say, what the hell happened here? I say, what the hell happened here?
Oh, really? What the hell, dude?
With WTH3, I'm your host, Lisa.
And I'm your boy, Matty S.
And we're coming to you with a quick WTH3 that hits me in the feels. In the heart.
Kiss me right in the feels.
Yeah, it's one of those that will get you. Matt, take it away.
All right, let's dive in.
This one hits me in the sweet spot because I relate.
Oh, sweetest thing. Adolf Frederick was the son of a Christian August of Holstein. Wait.
That's what it said on Wikipedia.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. This is the name and then where their town is from. Okay. I got it. Adolf Frederick was the son of Christian August of Holstein Gottorp, Prince of Jutten, and Albertina Frederica of Baden-Durlach. Adolf Frederick was king of Sweden from 1751 until his passing in 1771. Adolf Frederick died in Stockholm on February 12, 1771, after having consumed a meal consisting of lobster, caviar, sauerkraut, kippers, and champagne, which was topped off with 14 servings of his favorite dessert. Whoa. Damn, my dude, you didn't get cut off at some point. Semla, served in a bowl of hot milk, known as hetvag. The king was regarded both during his time and in his later times as dependent on others, a weak ruler, and lacking of many talents. However, he was also a good husband, a caring father, and a gentle master to his servants.
Aww.
His favorite pastime was to make snuff boxes, which he allegedly spent a great deal of time doing. His personal hospitality and friendliness were witnessed by many who deeply mourned him at his death.
He died from overeating, if you didn't get that.
So, basically, in 1771, King of Sweden threw himself a dinner party.
One guest.
He invited no one. He had 20 plates arranged and invited no one. And insisted that he would still eat all the dessert that they had prepared, even though none of his friends showed up to the party. Aww. This is the equivalent of a six-year-old with no one showing up to their birthday, eating the whole fucking cake.
Yeah.
And the ice cream that their mom got, all 3 gallons. Ew. And then just, instead of barfing and or running around the house, tearing it down piece by piece, this poor fat old king just keeled over.
This poor fat old king.
I'm assuming he was fat. I'm guessing after serving 8 of 14, I hope this dude looked down and just said, damn, I'm fat.
I lived a good life.
I've been overserved.
I always say I'd rather die fat and happy than skinny and sad.
This dude was somewhere in the middle. He's just fat.
Aww.
Poor bastard.
Well, at least he got a good last meal.
Well, Adolf, I'm sorry you got so full.
Rocked by the full.
What is that? Hetvag? Something in milk? Something served in milk? Must have been like ice cream on crack.
Wait, what was it? How do you spell it?
H-E-T-V-A-G-G. I'm almost like, what is in this stuff?
Ooh, this looks good. Look at this. Describe this to the people, Matt.
Oh, wow. That this actually came up does look pretty good. Okay, so what I'm looking at here is like, it's a little pastry dish dessert that almost looks like it's a cutout of a mini cheeseburger bun, but it's got like a cream filling in the middle as opposed to a cheeseburger, and it's got powdered sugar doused on top. I'm assuming it's like a sweet bun.
Wait, look at
that. Wow, that looks so flame, yo. Okay, yeah. Adolf, I feel you, my dude. Yeah. I could eat 14 of these.
Yeah.
I bet you Mike DiLorenzo could eat 70 of these. Shout out Mike D'Lo, yo. He ate 17 garlic knots in one sitting one time.
Ooh, like big garlic knots?
Like, fairly enough sized that you couldn't eat 17 of them and feel normal. And then he ate a caprese salad and a full seafood dinner.
Where was this? It sounds good.
In Venice, in L.A. Oh. It was bomb. When we're out there next, we'll go. The place is bomb.
Shout out.
Yeah, but damn, I mean, that looks delicious. I can't even lie. Frederick, I feel you, my dude.
Honestly, if I had to go in a way that wasn't very peaceful, this would probably be how I'd choose.
Violently eating. He's stuffing his face, and one of his servants come over and is like, so are you done? And he's like, no!
But he probably said, like, food. No, thank you, sir, because he was really great to his servant.
Yeah, he was probably nice to him about it. He's like, no, I'm going to keep... I'm gonna
Do finish. You want a bite?
Yeah, he was like, I'm going to finish my plate. You know how the waitress comes over and is like, can I take that from you? And you're like, no, I'm going to finish this. Thank you, though.
She comes over 14 more times.
He said that 14 times. Before...
Please, sir, can I have some more?
Before, sir, it was like, no, seriously, dude, you need to stop. He's like, no, I'm good.
So that was the story of good old
King Frederick. Thank you, Petey. High five. High five, Betty.
Oh, the little bean bean. All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in with us. Remember to rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your fam. Come hang out with us.
We'd love you.
Goodbye.